Well, as we continue our 50th anniversary Donegal International Rally preview, I'm delighted to say I'm joined by a man that has a very close connection to Donegal. His family has a very close connection to Donegal. Two-time winner of the International, Gareth McHale. Delighted to be speaking to you again, Gareth.
It's great to be speaking to you as well, Oisin. It's been a long time. It's great.
It sure has been a long time, and it's been a long time as well since you were in a rally car, Gareth.
It has indeed, Oisin, yeah. So the last time we really sort of had any sort of major assault or did a lot of rallies would have been back in 2010. So yeah, we're out of it really for 12 years. We did two rallies in 2018 in a Fiesta, and yeah, it's been a long time. We're back starting from scratch now again.
Yeah. Well, before we look at the rally next week and the car that you're in, maybe we'll recap, because as I said at the outset, we're celebrating the 50th anniversary of the Donegal International Rally, and the McHale family has a very long history here with Donegal.
Yeah, we do. Donegal obviously is the rally that's in the country. It's the best rally, I feel, that's in the country. And after my father Austin has won it twice and I've won it twice as well, we definitely have a close affiliation with the rally. And I'm looking forward to next weekend, and especially with it being the 50th anniversary of Donegal, I think it's going to be a great weekend. And really, when you see the entry list and that's there, you know, the best of the best is there. And we're just delighted to go up and compete in it. You know, the last thing I want to be doing now is sitting at home when it's the 50th anniversary of Donegal, that's for sure.
Yeah. What's your earliest memories of Donegal? Because obviously you were coming here when your father was competing and he was fighting at the front of the events. But you were only a young cub when you first started to come to Donegal, Gareth.
That's right, Oisin. I was. The first time I went up to Donegal was in 1990 when Dad was rallying the M3, the Extravision M3. And he actually won it that year there. He was against Bertie Fisher. So the two of them had the M3s. And that's my first memory of Donegal. And I remember going up, obviously, as always, it was a rally that we'd watched and wanted to go to. And, you know, even down through the years, I remember that I went, Mick Barrable was doing the gravel notes for Dad, and I'd be out doing the notes with Mick. And I remember going along the stages there, like Atlantic Drive, Knock Allah, Fannett. And I just couldn't wait to get going on it myself, and the whole atmosphere, and coming back into the Mount Errigal Hotel there, and the traffic and the crowds and everything. It really is. It's a whole festival that's up there in Letterkenny, and it's a great, and it's always excitement there going up to Donegal every year. It's one that you really look forward to, you know.
Yeah. When did you first compete in Donegal, Gareth?
I first competed in Donegal back in 2000, and I think it was 2003 in a Peugeot 206. We competed. That was the first year that we competed in Donegal, and then the next time then I was there would have been in 2006 in the Focus, and we finished third overall there behind Andrew Nesbitt and Mark Higgins. And that was a great year, 2006. You know, there was everybody was there, and the competition was great, and the weather was brilliant, and we were delighted to get third overall there that year.
Yeah, but what was it like to win it for the first time in 2009?
Well, to be honest, it's probably the fondest memory I have there of rallying and all the rallying that I've done. You know, to compete in Donegal, and first of all to get around the 3 days, it's very, very difficult, as you know, and the stages are so demanding. And there's no feeling like coming off Atlantic Drive at the end there and realizing that we've after winning it and what we've achieved. And it really was real special. And I can tell you that the drive back into the Mount Errigal there was emotional, yeah.
Yeah, well, Ben, you obviously won it twice in 2010. You had a great battle with Tim McNulty that year, but unfortunately that was one of the years that the event was cut short. But that was a big year for you, Gareth, because that was the year that you won the championship.
Yeah, no, that was 2010. We were able to get the championship in 2010. And yes, as you say, unfortunately there, it was cut short there with the tragedy there that happened there with the poor young co-driver there in Knockalla. But yeah, listen, that was a great year there to get the championship. We were trying it there from 2008, and it's a hard thing to win. So we were delighted to get it. And we sort of, after Donegal, we had it wrapped up there. Once we had the win in Donegal, I was able to wrap up the championship. So it made it more special as well.
Yeah. What's your favorite stage in Donegal? Listen, we asked the same question to every driver and navigator and competitor we're speaking to, and there's a lot of different answers to it, and some have multi answers because they can't pick the actual favorite. But what's yours, Gareth? What's the standout one for you?
Well, Sheena, I'd say probably my favorite stage in Donegal is Portlaoise. You know, I think it's a real demanding stage. We have everything in it. There's technical, tight, and there's also fast sections in it there. And really enjoyed driving and the stages in Portlaoise. I also, I'd like Atlantic Drive and Fannett. It's very hard to pick, Oisín, you know, because they're all just classic. You know, you look forward to, you know, when you're starting at, when you're sitting on the start line in Knockallen, you're looking up the hill there, and the butterflies are in the stomach. Like, there's no feeling like it, you know, when you're going up over the hill. But no, I have to say Portlaoise. Yeah, I really, really enjoy driving in Portlaoise.
So then, 2022, Gareth, next weekend here in Donegal. Tell us about this polo that you're sitting in. Obviously, it's that we've got the new rules, which allows right-hand drive to R5 cars, and you're back in the rally seat again.
Yeah, well, obviously, that was a major decision there when we found out that they were going to put in the right-hand drives in the internationals. It gave us sort of the boost to go and start looking and to try and get back into rallying and into the championships. And we were able to go and have a look at a polo, and we were able to do a deal with it, and we got the cars, and myself and Aaron. And very, very happy to car. We did two rallies last weekend. We did Tyrone, but there was a slight problem with the car, so we only really got a stage and a half. And then on Sunday, then we did Limerick, and very, very happy with it. You know, it's completely different to the World Rally Car Focus that we rallied before. I suppose, really, to put it in a nutshell, it's more like a racing car than a rally car, as in it's so nimble, and the speed that it can carry through the corners, and that is phenomenal, you know. And it's probably been out of rallying for so long, Oisín. It's going to take a while to get the head back up to speed and to sort of, you know, to get it, to try and get the max of what I can out of the car. You know, there's obviously an awful lot more left in it, and really, really enjoying it. And as I said, the buzz is back and the drug is back in the veins now after doing the rally last weekend. I can't wait now for Donegal. You know, it's going to be a great weekend, hopefully.
Yeah, and you've Brian Murphy sitting alongside you again, your old partner in crime, and a man that won it, of course, with your father as well. Does he still have the bite for it, does he?
Oh, he has indeed, yeah. There's no bother with Brian. Yeah, no, it's great that Brian came on board, was there for these few rallies, and, you know, I wouldn't really want anybody else sitting beside me. There's so much trust there that's between the two of us, and, you know, and he's a close family friend, and a lot of respect for Brian, and it's great that he's there. And as I say, it's hard to beat the experience as well on the Navigator, you know, because it really is. It's a 50-50 job inside in the car, and it's so important there to have somebody there that you can rely on. And Brian's great. And as you said, Oisín, we won the championship together. We won two Donegals together, and we won all my internationals with Brian. So, no, it's great to have Brian back.
Aaron's doing it as well. You guys are in these polos, right-hand drive. You two were very competitive as young cubs. You were growing up and through your days rallying together. is that competitive age there? It's going to be there next weekend again between the two of you, is it?
Oh, of course it is. Yeah, you know, we're competitive probably in everything we do, you know, what you call it. We work together. We sort of rally together, socialize together. We're very close, which is good. And but when it comes down, when the flag drops, that's it. You know, you want to get one over on the other one. So it'll be a hell for leather anyway. That's for sure from Friday morning.
Yeah. And bragging rights at work the following week.
You can say that. Yeah.
Just finally then, Gareth, what do you want to achieve next weekend and the pool? What do you want out of Donegal?
Well, I suppose where I am now at the minute there, Oisín, we're still sort of on the learning curve. You know, we are out of the car and out of the scene for so long. So I can get around the 3 days, you know, get 3 days seat time in the new car. It'll stand to me hopefully in the future. So that's sort of my aim there at the minute for these couple of rallies, is to try and get back in and get the head up to speed and get used to the driving again. And if I can get around the 3 days and have a mark in the car and everything go well, I'll be very happy on Sunday.
Gareth, delighted to get back speaking to you again. It's been a long time, and I'm sure we'll be speaking next weekend during the rally. The best of luck on your return in Donegal.
Thanks a million, Oisín. Appreciate that. Thank you.